Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hello, Mark Sorrell with the Plan Vision Podcast. This will be one on expats and college savings. I get this question very frequently from our growing client base of expats all over the world. What's the best way, or how can they go about saving for their college or for their children's college education, or university, or uni, as some of our expats call it? First of all, I'm going to discuss this for essentially everyone but Americans and Canadians, people all around the world. You can use your current brokerage account to save for your children's college. I don't think there's a need to open up a second account. You can do it all in one account. If you open up a second account, you may have additional administrative charges. So I would encourage you just to use your current account for this. In your current account, you can just buy separate ETFs. It's very simple to do. And you can set up a portfolio. It's actually quite similar to the one that you have. There are three or four great ETFs that you can use that are just developed markets ETF, which will give your child full exposure to developed markets all around the world. Vanguard is a nice one. iShares, State Street, great choices. If you're set up your portfolio so that you have full worldwide coverage, including emerging markets, the only difference with this ETF is that it doesn't have emerging markets, but great low cost global exposure. The benefit of doing it this way, of buying separate ETFs in your current account, is you can fairly easily track this for that child, know how much you put in and what it's worth over time. And I would normally start with the, you know, if you're starting at a young age for your child, I don't even think you need a bond fund. You can just start with a stock fund, depending upon the amount that you're putting in. Then over time, as your child ages and gets closer to retirement, you can increase the bond exposure. 20%, 30%, 40%, 50%, 60%, 70%. So as your child is getting near college age, you'd have a much more conservative overall asset allocation model. And you just sell your ETFs later and spend the money. Option B for the expats, the non-American, non-Canadian expats, is you can use your same account and actually just use the same funds. You don't even need to carve out separate ETFs. And you can essentially treat the brokerage account that you're using has an all-in-one account. It's an account where you can use it for retirement or for college. And you'll say all the money we're saving in here is for our future goals, whether they happen to be university or college or retirement. We'll just take money out as we need it. And so that is a little bit simpler, maybe a little bit less expensive. The downside, I think, for most parents is that they cannot compartmentalize the money. And I think most parents do like to know, okay, this is how much we're saving for our children or for this child, and they can more easily get their, have a good understanding of what that is. And so most will likely go with the first option I described, where you buy separate ETFs. Now for Americans, Canadians have, or can use, if they're resident Canadians, there's education savings plans. Americans could consider the 529 plan. However, the issue with the 529 plan is the same issue Americans have in opening up other accounts. You have to have a U.S. address, and they're going to ask you where you work. And those could be stumbling blocks for you in getting your account going. I do have a couple of clients where they do use their family members, maybe parents or even siblings back home, to open up an account where their child is the benefactor. But you can just as easily use your brokerage account too to fund and save for your child's university. So using your existing brokerage account with maybe a couple of different ETFs or a different mutual fund, depending upon the kind of account that you have, can work very well for Americans abroad too. As far as which one is better for the American, doing the 529 plan if they can do it, or the brokerage account. The benefit of the 529 plan for Americans is that if you're here in the States, you're paying U.S. taxes. When you take the money out of the 529 plan, you take it out tax-free if it's for education expenses. Well, if you have it in a brokerage account, you don't get that benefit. But for many Americans abroad, that benefit may be somewhat mitigated based upon what their overall tax situation is, their income is while they're abroad, and their allowances and how much actual capital gains that they end up having. So Americans abroad may not get as much benefit from the 529 plan as Americans here in the States. So there you go. Hopefully this answers you some of your questions about getting a college savings going, but reach out to us if you have more.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.